Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, becoming partly sunny, we'll see temperatures mid-30s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, temperatures around 20. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain and snow showers in the afternoon, highs in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, chance for some freezing rain, cloudy skies, lows, upper 20s. Right now, it's 25.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. The Sunflower State shifting into the second phase of coronavirus immunizations as the Republican-led House yesterday approved a bill that would extend the state's pandemic emergency declaration. The 119-3 vote sends the bill to Governor Laura Kelly, who has until the 26th of this month to act before the declaration expires. It expands the use of telemedicine and adds flexibility in healthcare licensing through March 31st. The Kansas Board of Regents have approved a temporary policy that gives university CEOs more power to suspend or fire employees, including tenured faculty. The Regents unanimously endorsed the change this week, citing financial pressures caused by the coronavirus pandemic, cuts in state funding, and declining enrollments. The Regents gave universities 45 days to submit a framework to determine how they will make employee-related decisions. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Cade News, on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Craig Negrelli, Deb Ferris, and Cade First Alert meteorologist Jade Crater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather. Plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cade sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cade News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cade News, on your side.
A former Southwest Kansas County clerk was sentenced to a year of probation for keeping traffic court payments for herself. 57-year-old Sonia Johnson was sentenced this week for misuse of public funds. She pleaded no contest back in August. Johnson was the court clerk in Seward County. The Kansas Attorney General's office says Johnson kept more than $8,000 in voided traffic court payments. Our news partners at KTV report that she returned most of the funds but left the court about $3,000 short. Johnson was ordered to pay just shy of $3,000 in restitution and a $2,500 fine. She would serve 6 months in jail if she violates her probation. Kansas City Chief Patrick Mahomes took the majority of first-team reps in practice yesterday, even though he remains in the NFL's concussion protocol, which is raising expectations that he will start in the AFC Championship game against the Buffalo Bills this Sunday. Rick Averett, Mid-America Network News.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Nebraska state employees have a new contract that includes pay raises for those who receive a satisfactory rating in their performance reviews. Governor Pete Ricketts says the contract reflects the culmination of 6 years of culture changes in state government to become a more performance-based organization. He says the contract will allow state administrators to recognize workers for excellence in work. Executive Director of the Nebraska Association of Public Employees, Justin Hubley, says the contract represents progress for state employees who worked through a very hard year. Local health officials across Nebraska could gain more authority to impose restrictions related to the coronavirus under a bill in the Nebraska legislature. The bill would allow local public health departments across the state to impose restrictions related to the virus or other infectious diseases without seeking state approval. I'm Rick Everett with your Friday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County USD 108 School Board earlier this month unanimously approved a bond issue for construction of additional classroom space for the district. Four classes and bathroom facilities would be added to the south end of the grade school at an estimated cost of $1.6 million. A lease purchase agreement was also considered as all options were discussed. A $3 million levy increase in taxes is anticipated with the proposal, which would have to have voter approval, perhaps on a special August ballot. USD 108 Superintendent Denise O'Day talks about the growing enrollment trends, which are prompting the expansion.
But it is needed because we have had a huge increase in enrollment. I'm in my fifth year here, and I believe the year before I came, our enrollment was 324. And right now we're sitting at 398. We just enrolled three new kids this week. And a lot of that growth is at our elementary school. We don't have an elementary grade level now that is below 30, and we need to be able to split our grades, especially during a pandemic, and we haven't been able to do that. We have two sections of K, two sections of 1, and two sections of 2, but then 3, 4, 5, 6 are all just single classes, and we've got 30 plus in every one of those classes.
Denise O'Day will be our guest on the KNDY Public Affairs program airing this Saturday morning at 7:10. She went on to outline the improvements suggested.
It will be four elementary classrooms on the south end of the elementary school, plus a restroom for the boys and a restroom for the girls. It's about 5,800 square feet. The classrooms are exactly like the ones we already have. Our elementary is 20 years old, and it was actually built to be built onto in the future. And so we will just extend that one wing to the south, and it's just four classrooms and two restrooms.
Again, tune for our public affairs program Saturday morning at 7:10 for a conversation on the Washington County USD 108 bond issue proposal. Recent thefts remain under investigation, with 38 lottery tickets reported taken from the Home City Depot convenience store sometime January 10th. 80 galvanized shed panels valued at $25,000 were reported stolen from Dan Howell of Frankfort sometime between January 5th and 9th. Recent tool thefts, some dating back to this summer, have been reported to a four-county theft task force, including Marshall County. Hanover Days of 49 Committee met Thursday with the annual summer event scheduled June 25th and 26th. The 2020 edition was canceled due to COVID concerns. KNDY will air Ag Outlook 2021 this Saturday morning after the news at 8. The hour-long special from the Mid-America Ag Network will focus on both grains and livestock with a recap of 2020 changes and expectations for the year ahead. Tune for Ag Outlook Saturday morning at 8. On KNDY. Walter R. Stumpf, age 90, of Topeka, formerly of Axtell, passed away January 15th. Private family service is planned Saturday with the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Walter Stumpf. Marcel H. Beichman, age 88, of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Private graveside service with family Saturday at 2 at the Zion Lutheran Cemetery at Lynn. Service will be streamed on the Ward Funeral Home Facebook page. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Marcel Beichman. Patricia Patsy Raver, age 78, of Odell, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30, from Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Visitation Sunday, 2 until 8, Monday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 2 until 4, and Monday, 6 until 8, at the Vance Curtis Funeral Home of Odell, in charge of arrangements for Patsy Raver. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lemon pepper fish, pasta salad, a whole wheat roll, garden blend vegetables, and Watergate salad. Monday's menu, Ritz chicken with rice, wheat bread, broccoli, and apricots. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Dear Valentine, we've got a great connection, and a great connection is what makes relationships thrive. It's also what you need from your home's Wi-Fi. Is your current Wi-Fi disappointing you? Then we wholeheartedly recommend our managed Wi-Fi service. It provides an advanced router for seamless signal continuity with local service and support. Starting at just $9.95 a month, it's everything you need to love your Wi-Fi. Happy Valentine's Day from your Wi-Fi experts at Blue Valley Technologies. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Twin Rivers announces the $600 match sale. $600 equals $1,200 today at Twin Rivers Used Megastore in Beatrice. With your purchase of any used vehicle from our incredible selection financed through Chrysler, Plymouth, Dodge, you can now combine your $600 stimulus with our generous $600 match and drive away in the quality car or truck that you've been wanting. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. Our finance managers are waiting to help. See our selection today and take advantage of the extra $600 on us at Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street, Beatrice.
Get glam with Prompalooza. This Saturday and Sunday, Diane's Dresses, Etc. in Wymore is having the largest prom event of the year with new lines from Studio 17, The Secret Dress, and Too Cute Prom. Shop from over 400 prom dresses. Sign up for door prizes, including a grand prize featuring a photo shoot. Don't miss Prompalooza this weekend at Diane's Dresses, Etc., helping you sparkle for less.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we've had the second cold front that has dipped down from the north, bringing more of that Arctic air with it. So chilly temperatures all across the central upper parts of the Midwest for this Friday, continuing into tonight. We're watching a low pressure system that will move out of the Rockies across the central parts of the Midwest. Northern parts of the United States will see some snow showers, accumulations possible. Central parts of the Midwest will see scattered rain and snow showers, some areas wintry mix. And that will continue as we head towards the end of the weekend and into the early parts of next week. We'll start to see a little bit warmer temperatures as well. So across the area, becoming partly sunny, mid-30s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies around 20. For tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, scattered rain and snow showers in the afternoon. We'll see highs in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, scattered wintry mix could see some freezing rain, temps 27. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-January 41, record high on this date 65, the average low 17, the record low is 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:41, sunset this evening at 5:36. 25 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 22nd of January. KNDY News time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
A bitter rivalry renewed, and several NFL teams turned the page with new head coaches. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. It may be a new season, but don't tell the defending Stanley Cup champions that.
Accelerating up the right wing, hit Stamkos at center, back for Hedman. Across the blue line, right circle. Hedman holds. Centers it! Score! Braden Point! The Lightning win it!
The call on WFLA, Braden Point's overtime goal lifted the Tampa Bay Lightning past the Columbus Blue Jackets 3-2 for their third straight win to open the season. In Boston, the Bruins found the back of the net in the nick of time.
Now wraparound to Brusk, kicked it aside, or had it kicked aside by Hart near point. Now Grizzly goes to the far point. Carlo shoots, he scores!
On WBZ, despite trailing twice in the final period, Boston's offense erupted for four third-period goals to force overtime. Jake DeBrusk scored the lone goal in the shootout to help the Bruins escape with a 5-4 win. The New York Jets formally presented Robert Saleh as their new head coach. Saleh takes over as the team's fourth head coach in the past 8 years, following a successful four-season stint as defensive coordinator of the 49ers. He's hoping to restore a winning culture to an organization in desperate need of one.
We're going to do this thing together, to our organization. Get used to the mantra, all gas, no break.
The Detroit Lions also presented their new head coach, Dan Campbell. Campbell played tight end with the Lions for 3 seasons, says the fans deserve to see a team that'll leave it all out there.
We're going to be competitive every game. I can't sit up here and guarantee wins and losses, and I just can't do it. But I'll guarantee you this, man, these guys are going to fight.
The Philadelphia Eagles announced the hiring of Colts offensive coordinator Nick Sirianni as their next head coach, leaving the Houston Texans as the only team that has not filled its head coaching vacancy. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Top 2 seeds in the Twin Valley League girls basketball tournament fell Thursday night in the semifinals, as 4th seed Frankfort handed top seed Valley Heights their first loss of the season, a 37-34 decision that went down to the end, with the Wildcats outscoring the Mustangs 9-5 in the final quarter. A defensive battle all night. Frankfort had a 5-point halftime lead, but Valley Heights was up 1 going to the 4th. Wildcats led by Mariah Brockstrom with 11, Mustangs paced by Mandy Vermetten and Emma Youngeberg with 10 each. Frankfort 37, Valley Heights 34, as the 4th seed Lady Wildcats advanced to the title game Saturday with an 8-2 mark, Valley Heights in the consolation at 6-1. In the nightcap, 3rd seed Hanover Lady Wildcats mounted a 4th quarter comeback to edge 2nd seed Donova West 46-45, with the Cats outscoring the Mustangs 20-10 in the 4th quarter. Hanover 24 second-half free throws. Cats led by Keegan Atkins, 15 points. Allison Juneman fouls out with 12, and Macy Holly adds 10, while West was led by Sadie Leach, fouling out late with 13. Lady Wildcats win by 1, improving to 7-1 on the season as Donovan West falls to 8-2. Hanover meets Frankfort, a rematch of last year's championship, this Saturday at 4 in Frankfort. Valley Heights Donovan West in the consolation at 2:30. Back of the bracket, earlier Thursday, Blue Valley held off Axtell 41-31, Wetmore outlasted Centralia 44-41, and Washington County fell to Clifton Clyde 40-39. Boys play resumes Friday at Onega with a couple of schedule modifications. At 6, Valley Heights plays Axtell, and Onega will host Donovan West. At 7:30, Frankfort tips off with Wetmore, and Hanover meets Troy. KNDY with live coverage of the Valley Heights Axtell and Hanover Troy games back-to-back. On the air beginning at 6 on FM 95.5, KNDYRadio.com, and our free mobile app. Marysville boys basketball team fell to Nemohall Central in the second round of the Thunder Classic at Seneca Thursday. Nemohall Central 60, Marysville 48, as the Bulldogs fall to 6-3 on the season and tip off in the consolation versus Atchison Saturday at 4:30. Nemohall Central will host St. Mary's in the championship at 6. For 5th place Saturday, St. Mary's Academy will take on Jackson Heights. In other games on Thursday, St. Mary's advanced with a win over Atchison 63-43. St. Mary's Academy defeated Hiawatha 59-49. Again, Nemohall Central over Marysville 60-48. Concordia Wrestlers took Marysville 55-20. In North Central Kansas League dual action Thursday.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, during the final hours of the Trump administration, the EPA granted 3 small refinery exemptions under the renewable fuels standard. The U.S. Court of Appeals ordered the EPA's action must be, quote, administratively stayed pending further court orders, end quote. Monty Shaw is the executive director of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. He says not only should the waivers not have gotten granted, but he says the way the petitioner stays anonymous makes it even more inexcusable.
We don't know anything about them. I mean, right away, the EPA should come in and reverse the completely indefensible decision by the Trump EPA of saying who's requested these and who's been granted these is confidential business information. Let's just say that that's not right. People who are getting exemptions from their Clean Air Act obligations, we need to know who they are so we can scrutinize them and make sure that that process is a fair one.
He says nothing is known about each of the petitioners who received waived their waivers.
For those last three given by Mr. Wheeler under his signature, were they justified? Were they truly small refineries that had met the burden under the law to get an exemption? Or were they just last-second political handouts to a connected senator who came in and said, hey, do me a solid on the way out the door? We have no way of knowing, and we should know.
The order prevents the EPA from further processing those exemptions until the court has had the opportunity to consider the emergency motion for a stay. The EPA has until February 3rd to respond to the motion, and any replies are due to the court by February 10th. Shaw says the ethanol industry just wants the RFS to be enforced as it's written.
Can we just enforce the law, right? Can the RFS, the renewable fuel standards, simply be enforced? No unjustified waivers, whether those be general waivers or the small refiner exemptions. Let's put it in place and just do it. That would be a good foundation. Then we need to build on that.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Hi, I'm Craig Mead with the Mid-America Ag Network. As 2021 gains momentum, there's a lot of questions about the future of agriculture in the coming year, and we're going to try and answer them. Join us for Ag Outlook 2021 as we talk with experts, farmers, and producers in the Mid-America region. Ag Outlook 2021 with the Mid-America Ag Network, brought to you by P&B Insurance, SNWC, the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Corn Growers Association, and the Kansas Livestock Association. And it's all right here.
Tune for Ag Outlook 2021, Saturday morning at 8 on KNDY.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Biden designated acting leaders to federal agencies to oversee the government until his appointees are confirmed. Biden assigned Kevin Shea as acting Ag Secretary. He will assume the duties until the Senate confirms the president's pick, Tom Vilsack, for the top post once again at USDA. Shea has been the administrator of USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service since 2013. Vilsack, well known to agriculture, serving as the Obama administration's ag secretary. Biden also appointed Jane Nashita as the acting administrator of the EPA. She is the principal deputy assistant administrator in the EPA Office of International and Tribal Affairs. She will assume the duties until Michael Regan, Biden's pick to head the EPA, can be confirmed. Reagan spent more than 9 years working for the EPA in the Clinton and Bush administrations and 8 years at the Environmental Defense Fund. Reagan has spent the last 4 years leading the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality. USDA also yesterday announcing three senior appointments. USDA named nutrition policy expert Stacy Dean as Deputy Undersecretary for Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services. Before joining USDA, she served as Vice President for Food Assistance Policy at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities in D.C. USDA also announcing Justin Maxson, CEO of Mary Reynolds Babcock Foundation, as the Deputy Undersecretary for Rural Development. That foundation is an organization that works towards poverty alleviation and economic justice down south. USDA also announced Mei Wu as Deputy Undersecretary of Marketing and Regulatory Programs. Before she went to work at USDA, she was a senior director at the Natural Resources Defense Council, helping lead its health and food work. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Older people need to lighten up. Not just our opinion, there's science to back it up. We take a look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 22nd, the 22nd day of the year. Actress Diane Lane was born in 1965, and NBC's madcap comedy Laugh-In debuted on this night in 1968. Have you had a good chuckle in the last 24 hours? If a British study is accurate, more guffaws, chortles, or snickers will do you good. Their research found that infants will laugh as much as 300 times a day. By the time we're in our teens, it's down to 6 times a day. After 50, we're barely managing 3 giggles in 24 hours. That's not good, say health experts, because laughter is a great stress relief. There is some good news, especially if you're a woman. The same study says women over 50 are 4 times less grumpy than their male counterparts. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 25 degrees in Marysville this morning. Colder high temperatures today with the middle 30s expected.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. Patrick Mahomes took the majority of first-team reps in practice yesterday, even though he remains in the NFL's concussion protocol, raising expectations that he will start in the AFC Championship game against the Buffalo Bills on Sunday. Mahomes was initially listed as a full participant when he returned to practice Wednesday, but Chiefs quickly corrected the status to limited because he remains in the protocol. Mahomes must be cleared by team physicians and an independent neuro consult before the reigning Super Bowl MVP can be a full participant in practice or play in a game. College hardwood last night, Landers Nolley II had 16 points and 7 rebounds. Moussa Cissé had 12 points and 10 rebounds, and that lifted Memphis to a 72-52 win over Wichita State. Ricky Council IV had 13 points and 7 rebounds for the Shocks, which scored just 19 points in the first half. Mid-America Network Sports.
Top 2 seeds in the Twin Valley League girls basketball tournament fell Thursday night in the semifinals, as 4th seed Frankfort handed top seed Valley Heights their first loss of the season, a 37-34 decision that went down to the end, with the Wildcats outscoring the Mustangs 9-5 in the final quarter. A defensive battle all night, Frankfort had a 5-point halftime lead, but Valley Heights was up 1 going to the 4th. Wildcats led by Mariah Brockstrom with 11, Mustangs paced by Mandy Vermetten and Emma Youngeberg with 10 each. Frankfort 37, Valley Heights 34, as the 4th seed Lady Wildcats advanced to the title game Saturday with an 8-2 mark, Valley Heights in the consolation at 6-1. In the nightcap, 3rd seed Hanover Lady Wildcats mounted a 4th quarter comeback to edge 2nd seed Donova West 46-45, with the Cats outscoring the Mustangs 20-10 in the 4th quarter. Hanover 24 second-half free throws. Cats led by Keegan Atkins, 15 points. Allison Juneman fouls out with 12, and Macy Holly adds 10, while West was led by Sadie Leach, fouling out late with 13. Lady Wildcats win by 1, improving to 7-1 on the season as Donovan West falls to 8-2. Hanover meets Frankfort, a rematch of last year's championship, this Saturday at 4 in Frankfort. Valley Heights Donovan West in the consolation at 2:30. Back of the bracket, earlier Thursday, Blue Valley held off Axtell 41-31, Wetmore outlasted Centralia 44-41, and Washington County fell to Clifton Clyde 40-39. Boys play resumes Friday at Onega with a couple of schedule modifications. At 6, Valley Heights plays Axtell, and Onega will host Donovan West. At 7:30, Frankfort tips off with Wetmore, and Hanover meets Troy. KNDY with live coverage of the Valley Heights Axtell and Hanover-Troy games back-to-back. On the air beginning at 6 on FM 95.5, KNDYRadio.com, and our free mobile app. Thursday night basketball tip-offs in semifinal round action of the Thunder Classic from Seneca. Hiawatha meets St. Mary's Academy at 4. St. Mary's tips off with Atchison at 5:30. Marysville boys meet Nema Hall Central Thursday evening at 7, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Girls take center stage with semifinals in the Twin Valley Lake Tournament at Frankfort. On Thursday at 4:30, Axtell meets Blue Valley. At 6, Centralia takes on Wetmore. And at 7:30, Clifton Clyde plays Washington County. Winners bracket semifinals Thursday evening. Frankfort hosting Valley Heights at 6. Hanover tips off with Donovan West at 7:30. Both those games live on KNDY FM 95.5. Centralia and Lynn forced to withdraw from the Twin Valley League Boys Division due to COVID protocol, forcing some changes in Friday's semifinals. Valley Heights Axtell in a makeup game that's now been moved to 6 o'clock Friday. We'll have it live on FM 95.5. At 6, Donovan West plays Onega, and at 7:30, Wetmore meets Frankfort. Hanover and Troy tip off at 7:30 Friday live on FM 95.5. Changes, scores, and updates also on our website, KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.
He was on his way home from Candletop. Been 2 weeks gone, and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said, hi, what's doing? Woe said, sit down, I got some bad news that's gonna hurt. He said, I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy Seth. Now he got mad and he saw red, and he said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. Walking on home, cause he didn't live far, you see, and he didn't have many friends, and he just lost 10 more. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing daddy had left him, and that was a gun. He went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse, came upon some tracks too small.